Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 4th of July. Sun is in Cancer, ruled by the moon. The planet is saying...
Yes, and?
And they are...
Even more assorted lunars.
And?
And now for something completely different. These planets are inviting you to investigate whether certain structural conditions have changed since last check, and whether certain mechanisms can safely, generously, kindly be described as a tad rusty. If so, you may want to cut everybody, yourself included, more than the usual amount of slack until things quiet down to a dull roar, which is still approximately a week away. Moreover, because there are so many things to do, places to go, people to see, etc., you may discover that various individuals are a mite shirtier sensitive and are slightly more inclined to have a testy exchange of words than to just smile and say, "No worries, everything's easy here, how can I help?" To the extent possible, shrug it off. Lastly, even if patience is not your best sport, and you have way, way, way too much to do, how about persuading yourself to relax a trifle anyway? Seriously, everyone is pretty overloaded, and therefore your attempts to get the assistance you legitimately need and deserve could be less than successful, which could give you an unnecessarily dim view of your prospects, the amount of support that's available, etc.
Okay. Signs particularly affected by even more assorted lunars.
Cancer, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Taurus, Gemini.
And if one's birthday, 4th of July.
This year, it's all a matter of perspective. So if you, for example, want a new gig but nothing materializes immediately, although you do discuss a few intriguing ideas with a colleague, or you ask for a relationship and don't meet Mr. Ms. Blank Wright, although an old flame calls to say hi, be aware, you may indeed be getting your druthers just in a slightly different format or package.
Well, okay. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.